The UN Security Council today debates the implications of the latest report on UN efforts to rid Iraq of chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Chief UN Weapons Inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei told the Security Council on Monday that Iraq has complied with UN demands in some areas, but not in others, and that serious questions remain. There is disagreement within the Council on how to proceed. NPR's Vicky O'Hara's in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
President Bush tried to prepare the American public last night for the possibility of war with Iraq. Was there anything in the speech to convince reluctant members of the Security Council that other options have been exhausted?
Much of what the president said, the allegations he made about Iraq's weapons capability, has been heard before. The one new item was the announcement that Secretary of State Colin Powell is going to come to New York next Wednesday to present new evidence to the Security Council. And the president said that evidence will show that Iraq is developing weapons of mass destruction and also has links to al-Qaeda terrorists. Members of the Security Council were glad to hear that because those who say that war is not justified have been insisting for weeks or even months that if the United States has some damning evidence against Iraq, it needs to come forth with it. And today, the French Foreign Minister, Dominique de Villepin, said he welcomed the decision and said he plans to attend the session next week to hear what the Secretary has to say.
And France has veto power in the Security Council.
Yes, and that's why France is one of the most important players in this debate. The French foreign minister has been extremely outspoken in his view that weapons inspectors are making progress. He says it's still possible to disarm Iraq without the use of force. France really angered the Bush administration last week by calling for a meeting of Security Council foreign ministers, ostensibly to discuss terrorism, and then using it as a forum to argue that war against Iraq simply isn't acceptable.
China and Russia also say inspection should continue, and they too have veto power.
That's true, but they've taken more of a back seat on the issue. France really is considered key to what happens, as was the case last fall when the United States and Britain spent some 2 months trying to convince the Security Council to pass Resolution 1441. That's the latest resolution that gives Iraq a last chance to disarm peacefully. And once France was convinced to vote for the resolution, the others went along with it too.
Britain has been a very strong supporter of the U.S. throughout this process. Do the British agree with the U.S.? It's about time for military action.
The British say it's clear that Iraq isn't cooperating, but they also say they would go along with a proposal to have the inspectors report back to the Security Council again in mid-February. Britain would very much like to see a second Security Council resolution that authorizes the use of force, as would the United States. But the British have not said what they would do if the Council fails to produce a resolution. However, British forces already have been deployed to the Persian Gulf, so if there's military action, the British presumably would be a part of it.
Now, what's going to happen today?
Diplomats say council members want to discuss some of the questions raised in the report by the weapons inspectors. They want the inspectors to provide perhaps a more nuanced interpretation of their findings. But this is really just the start of a long, tough negotiating process. No decisions will be made this week, certainly not until the Security Council hears what kind of evidence that Secretary Powell brings to the UN next Wednesday.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.